Joining me once again, Kurt Vander Bogart is here because this Friday is the big finale for the Festival of Trees. And Kurt, tell me a little bit. Let's just revisit the background of Festival of Trees. And you guys have been working on this for a couple months now.
We've been working on this for, and by the way, thanks, George. Yeah. We've been working on this for a couple months, and this is our ninth season of doing this. And we've done different, you know, hybrid type of Festival of Trees. We've been at the Events Center. Last year, we were at the different businesses, and this year, we're at the actual museum. And you can come in, and you can take a look at over 50 trees with 50 different themes. We've got a Star Wars. We've got a chemistry T-R-E-E, which is pretty fascinating. You look at their tabletop or their treetop, it's really neat. We've got an elf tree. We've got a camping tree, all different themes. And you can come into the museum from 11 o'clock to 7 o'clock from now until, well, Thursday, and you can take a look at all these trees for free. It's no cost.
So when, for example, you said a Star Wars tree. Is that... That's not a Lego tree, is it?
Well, there is a Lego tree.
Do you have a Lego tree?
Yeah,
as well?
There is a Lego tree, and it's pretty neat. And
now, is it all made out of Legos, or is it a tree plus Legos?
It's a tree plus Legos, where you actually have the Legos. The ornaments were made out of Legos, but there's a few boxes of Legos that come with the tree.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that'd be a great present for an adult and a child.
Yes, and you'd be surprised how much those Legos cost.
I can imagine. Well, you know, it's funny because I know a lot of adults that still play with Legos. It's a big thing now.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
To create that, especially with all the cartoons they've made using Lego characters and things like that. So that sounds like a pretty cool tree.
Yeah.
Now, these, are there any with like a beginning price, an auctioning price, or is it basically just somebody starts bidding on it? And it just keeps going.
Yeah, it really depends on the size of the tree. There's 7-foot trees, there's 4-foot trees, and also there's wreaths. And each one of those categories have a beginning price, you might say. And I think it's for what is in the tree, it's pretty small. Like the wreaths have a beginning price of like $60, and the larger trees have a beginning price of $75. So you can bid. You know, after you, that's the initial price, and then you can bid on that, and it'll increment. Like for instance, you can say if you have a tree, you say, oh, I like this tree, I want to bid $100, so you can bid $100. But you can also say, I want to bid so that I want to put a maximum amount on that bid. So I can say, well, I'm going to maximum amount $250, right? If I say I'm going to bid $100, but I'm going to say I want this only to go up $250. If it's past $250, well, I'm out of this tree.
Right.
So you can do that also.
Is there going to be an actual live auction on Friday? Are you going to have an auctioneer and everything?
Yep. We're going to have a live auction, and it's going to be simultaneous online. So it's going to be, you're going to be able to see the auction from your computer screen wherever you are through the internet. And then there is a gala there where there will be people bidding live at the museum itself.
So can someone bid online as well as live?
You bet. In fact, we're going to have screens. We're going to have pretty big flat TV screens showing that tree when it's announced. And in fact, one of your partners, Wayne Sharp, is going to be the announcer on this. They're going to show that tree, and that's going to be the same screen at the live auction and at your home or your business.
Have you accommodated for any lag time that might happen?
Well, here's the deal. Everything's going to go through online. So when we bid live, we're going to have people helping bidders to enter that bid online.
Oh, okay. So even if you're in the museum bidding,
yep,
they have to put it online so that everybody has equal opportunity.
That's right. And we're going to be helping people do that.
So that's pretty cool. Do you have a special website or something that's set up for that?
Yeah, the best way to get there is to go to the Oregon Coast Museum site. And then once you get to that site, on top of the page, there's this big red button. It's really hard to miss. You click on that, and that brings you into the bidding site.
Now, you said 50 trees. How much money are you hoping to raise? I mean,
well, I think our goal is about not including expenses, our goal is about $30,000. And then there's some expenses in that. So you're talking about probably about $22,000 after expenses.
But I mean, anything over 20 is going to be good, right?
Anything over 20 is great. And this is the largest charity event for the museum every year.
Now, last year, you pretty much had to do it because of COVID. You kind of scaled back a little bit, didn't you? Or did you have the same amount of trees?
We actually had a little bit less trees, but not much. And the big thing was last year, the trees were in the actual businesses or organizations, and people had to go to the different businesses and organizations. And there's an advantage to that, of course, because the typical business that has a tree, they can have the tree in their business until it's bid upon and then, you know, taken to its rightful owner.
So it brings traffic into their business.
Into the business. But that was mostly started because of COVID. And last year was our first time online. We've got a little bit more experience now. This is our second year online. So hopefully we halfway know what we're doing.
Now, obviously, Friday is the big day. What time does it start on Friday?
The doors on Friday open at 3 o'clock, but the actual auction starts at 6, usually from 6 to 7:30 probably will be finished.
So is Wayne going to do the auctioning, or is he just going to host it?
Wayne is going to do the auctioning.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be fun.
Wayne doing an auctioneer.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. That'll be fun for that. You had mentioned that there were some people you wanted to shout out to that have been integral in getting this going.
Well, let's start with Coast Broadcasting. You ever heard of that company?
I think I have. Yeah,
those guys have been really helpful. Like John Thompson has benefited us by being a Charlie sponsor, first of all. And then, of course, we've got Wayne Sharp. We talked about Wayne earlier. He's on the board, and he's been actively working on this project.
I know he has.
Yeah. And of course, George, we can't leave out you because you've kindly given us some airtime, lots of airtime, and interviewing us for this project to get the word out and communicate to people in Florence. That's been very, very helpful. And believe it or not, Wendy Brown, another one of your broadcasters.
One of our newest.
She has not only, she's sponsored a tree with Laughing Crab, but she's also helped work on the tree and put that tree together.
Wow. She's been a great addition to our team, so thank you for mentioning her in that.
Yeah. So you guys have been we're really happy and proud of Coast Broadcasting because we've received so much help from you guys. It's been amazing.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
But I also like to mention we've got Alpha sponsors here, T.R. Hunter Real Estate, Laughing Crab Gallery and Tasting Room, Three Rivers Resort. They've got a couple trees in this event. And Remax South Coast are all what we call Alpha sponsors, so they've helped us out quite a bit too.
So I know you can't actually give me your opinion on this, but you've seen all the trees.
Oh yeah.
All right. You must have a favorite in there of the trees.
Well, there's about 10 I'd like to own.
Right?
There always is, right? There's some amazing trees. I think that if I were to direct somebody in the museum, I think the Chemistry, K-E-M-I-S-T-R-E-E, is kind of a neat one. Like I said before, that's a neat one.
You have any predictions of which one you think will go for the most amount of money? Every year there's one that just everybody starts bidding on and
exactly.
It goes crazy.
I don't, because it's a surprise every year. Yeah. And you don't know until you get in the heat of the moment. And if you get two people that want a tree, it escalates.
That's true. Sometimes it's not about the tree as much as it is about outbidding the opponent.
It's
there.
The people, right? Yeah, it's the people, yeah. What they want to do, yeah.
Now, do you have any limitations to how many people can be at the event on Friday, or is that kind of eased off?
Well, we do. We do have some limitations because of our COVID friend, and it's going to be probably about 60, and that's just because of distances. Now, we're going to have a tent. We're having a tent put up on Thursday. And that's a 40 by 30, I think, tent. So we're going to have that, and we're going to have the wine and the coffee and some decorations in there. So that's going to help. But it's going to be about 60, maybe 70 at the most.
Now, obviously, not everyone that wants a tree is going to be able to get one. So is there a way that folks, if they want to, out of the goodness of their heart, just kind of donate maybe what they would have bid for a tree?
Yep. There's a couple things. There's actually a donation box at the museum when you first walk in. So if you're wanting to donate, that would be great. And I, like I said, I think it would be really cool if you would see these trees. They're really amazing. It's great to take your friends, your family, or just yourself, and you can spend 10 minutes there, or you can spend an hour and a half there. looking at these trees. So actually to see the trees is really quite a thrill. Again, that's free. You don't have to worry about anything, but there are donation boxes at the museum.
All right. Anything else you want to touch on before we say goodbye for the day?
We do have some gala tickets left. We have about 15 gala tickets. If anybody's interested, they are $60, and they cover the hors d'oeuvres and the wine and the cheese and just the networking, you might say, between people.
Okay, and how does somebody get a hold of them?
They have to go to a museum for that, or they can call the museum and have them reserved.
Okay. All right, Kurt Vander Bogart, thank you so much. Looking forward to a very successful Festival of Trees. My wife and I are going to go by and take a look at them before they're all gone and see what's there.
So. That'd be great. Thanks, right. George.
Thank you very much.
All right.
To finish off the December edition of Our Town, we'll talk with the new RAIN representative here. That's the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network Liaison, Oxa Khan.